This is the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, Masechta Tmura, Tape Number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis, or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Shmuel Pinchas ben Harav Yehuda Aryeh Halevi Heber Zatzal. Our Magid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning Be'ezus Hashem Masechta Tmura. As background, the literal translation of the word tmura means to exchange. For example, if a person was makdish a behema for a karban, for example a chatas or an oila, so it's usur for him to try and exchange the kedusha from this behema to a different behemas chulin. Also, it is usur to take a behemas chulin and put it next to a karban and say hare zu tachas zu. This isur is learned from the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Chav Zayin. Lo ya'achlifenu v'lo yomir oisai toiv bara, oira b'toiv, even from bad to good, not only from good to bad, but from bad to good as well. If b'diavad, however, someone made a tmura, then the kedusha is chal on the behemas chulin, so both of the behemas actually become kodesh, and this is basically a knas. And the Mishnah says, hakol mamirin, all people are capable of effecting a tmura, men and women. And what this means is taking a behema of hektish and transferring the kedusha from the behema of hektish to a behema of chulin. Not that we want to encourage people to do this lechatchila, because in fact it's an isser, the isser of lo yamir. But if b'di'evid a person did do a maisa tmura, both behemas become kadesh, and he will be chayev malkus arbaim for doing what he did. The Bar Tanura points out that we have a klal: kol mitzvahs leisaseh she'ein by maisa. Ain leikin aleha. Any mitzvah leisaseh, where there's not really a maisa of doing something, there's no malkus. So why by tmura is one chayav malkus? This is just a dibor. It's not really, it's a davar she'ain by maisa. The Bar Tanura says that there are three exceptions to this rule: nishba, meimir, and mikalelas chaveroi b'shem. Lemaisa, the Gemara says that really tmura is a lav sheyesh by maisa, not a lav she'ain by maisa. Since really by his speech, which is really somewhat of a maisa, he transfers kedusha from one behema to the next. And the Gemara asks, what does hakol come to include? Why does it have to say hakol mamir? Our answer is a yerish who can effect a tmura on an animal of his father. Rabbi Yehuda says that a yerish cannot effect a tmura. The Gemara says the halacha of tmura cannot occur via a tzibor, by a group, but it can be done by a woman. What about a katan? Can a cut make a tmura? The Gemara says, take him. Finally, if a guy is mafresh a karban for the kapara of a Yehudi, is this good? The Gemara says, take him. Daf Gimel. Kachim of a guy, midir abanan, one cannot get hana from it. But if he does get hana, he is not over on me'ila, and no karban is needed. By a karban of a guy, one also cannot affect a tmura. Rabbi Yossi argued, and said that by the karban of a guy, there can be an isur me'ila. In fact, there can be pigal, Noiser and Tame as well. Rabbi Yehuda Marav says, by all mitzvahs leisaseh, if someone was over by doing the act, then he's chayav malkus. But if there was no actual action done, then there's no malkus, because we say it's a lav she'ein by maisa, einai leiken. This is the shita of the Rabbanan. Others hold that lav she'ein by maisa, leiken. And even those who hold ain't a leiken, but for someone who is makalel, his friend, with the Shem Hashem, he can be leiken, even by a lav she'ein by maisa. If someone says the Shem Hashem in vain, Beis Din Shalmaila will not be able to absolve him, but Beis Din Shalmata will give him Malkus and help him absolve this terrible Avera. If someone makes a triple Shavua, he says, Shavua Shalai Eichel Kikar Zu, Shavua Shalai Eichlena, Shavua Shalai Eichlena, and he then ate the Kikar, he's only Chayev for one Shavua. The other Shavuas are not Chal, since Ein Shavua Chal al Shavua. Finally, a person, if he wants, can make a shvua to keep mitzvahs. Daf Dalet. If an ashara in the Torah is given in the form of a mitzvah saseh, then there is no malchus. The Gemara says first the person is supposed to take off Bikurim, and then they can take off Truma. If B'dieva they took off Truma first, then it's a machlekes if there's Malkus or not. If a Lais Aseh is followed by an Aseh, and this is referred to as a Lav Hanituk Laseh, then there's no Malkus if one is Iver. Abaya says that the Isser of Tmura is a Lav Hanituk Laseh, because the Isser of Lo Yomir is followed by the Mitzvah Saseh of Vim Homir Yimirenu Vayahu Usumurasa Yiye Kaidish. If Tmura is performed, then the original carbon, as well as a second carbon, both get Kedusha. But Abaya asks, why does the Mishnah subject one who violates the Isser of Tmura to Malkus? The Gemara answers that the Torah states two Lavin regarding Tmura, one of Lo Yomir and one of Lo Yachlifenu, don't exchange. And the one Mitzvah Saseh of Ahoya Hu Usmurasa Yiyah Kaidish does not cancel two Lavin. Finally, Abaya says, Kol Milsa Di Omer Achmana Lo Savid Im Avad Mahani. Anytime the Torah says, don't do something, if he does it anyways, it will have the intended effect. Rava says Leimahani, and he gets Malkus since he was Iver on an Avera. Daf Hey. When a person takes off Trumas and Maisers, they're not allowed to take from low-quality produce to pater better-quality produce. Ein tarmin min ha-ra al hayafa. But if one did it, b'di'evid, it's chal. When we mix up the Dam HaSoyer and the Dam HaPar, which the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur as part of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and he does this to sprinkle them on the Mizbeach, we say that even though the Dam HaPar is Reiv, we still say that it isn't Mevatel the Dam HaSoyer, which is actually a lot less within there. Finally, it's Aser for the Kohen Gadol to marry a Grusha or an Almana, and for a Kohen Hedget to marry a Grusha. But if they do, anyway, the Kedushin is Chal, and we say Iavid Mahani, but the offspring of this marriage becomes Chalolim, not Mamzerim, since a Mamzer can only come from a marriage which is not Chal at all. Here the marriage is Chal, so therefore they're Chalolim, not Mamzerim. Dafav. The Torah says Lay Sigzal, but if someone did steal, he can affect a full kinyan, even though he's over a major Avera. The Gemara brings numerous examples where we see Iavid Mahani, contrary to Rava's opinion, who holds Iavid Lay Mahani. Rava answers these by proving that in each case we have Xeris HaKosev that allows us to say that in that specific case we say Iavid Mahani, but without the Pasuk we would always say Iavid Lay Mahani. The Gemara says taking interest on a loan is likened to someone who murdered. Just like a life cannot be restored, so too a person cannot return rivis via Bezdin. If someone offers a balmum on the Mizbeach, he can be over on five averas. Some say he can even be over on six. And only something which is actually roi to be brought on the Mizbeach can have the avera of shkutei chutz, if it's shechted outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Daf Zayin. If someone does Kabbalas Hadam, which is one of the four avoidus to be a Kabbal of Adam in a Keli, and he does it with a carbon, which is a balmum, he's over on an Isser as well. If someone is Makdish a balmum for the Mizbeach, then he's over on five Lavin. Some say he's over on six. The Gemara says one can use a balmum for Bet HaKavayis, but he can't use a Tumim for Bet HaKavayis. And if someone offered the Eivarim, the limbs of a balmum, for burning on the Mizbeach, completely like an Oila, Rava says he's over two Lavin of Balsak Tiro, and therefore he'll get Malkus. Abaya says he's only over on one. Al-Adaf points out that the Isser to be Makdir, a behema of a balmum, is learned from the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perchav Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis. The Pasuk says, V'isha lo sitnu mehem al ha-mizbeach l'ashem. You should not give a burnt offering from them on the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Yuma, Dat Pegimel Amid Beis, brings a brisa, which infers from the word mehem that not only is offering the entire animal on the Mizbeach Aser, but even offering just a small piece of it, for example, a kezias, is Aser as well, and therefore subject to Malkus. Rava, and of Zayin Amid Beis, says that one who is Makdir an entire Balmum is subject to two sets of Malkus, one for violating the Isser of Haktara of an entire Balmum, and one for violating the Isser of Haktara of even just a portion of a Balmum. Abaya disagrees, and says that these two Isurim are included under one Laisase, Lav Shabiklalis, and therefore are subject only to one set of Malkus. The Mishnah in Zvachim, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Alef, says that if a disqualified carbon is placed on the Mizbeach sanctifies it and requires that it be burnt on the Mizbeach. This halacha is called Im Olu Liyevd. Once it went up already, you don't take it off, even if it's Pasul. Reb Shimon there limits this halacha to a certain class of Psulim Bakaydish, and asserts that if a Balmum is placed on the Mizbeach, then it must be taken down. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and asserts that halacha is olu lo yerdu, and that applies even to a bal mum. The next Mishnah. A Kohen can affect a Temura on his own carbon, and a Yisrael on his own. But a Kohen cannot affect a Temura on the Yisrael's, since it doesn't belong to him until later. He also can't on a Bechor, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says he can for a Bechor. Gemara. By a Bechor, if it has no mum, the Kohen can only sell it when it's alive. But if it has a mum, he can sell it even when it's dead. And in fact, he can even use it to be Mekadesh a woman with. But during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't able to sell a tamim even when it's alive, since he has no chelik in it until it dies. Tafches. If the vlad of a kaihenes gets mixed up with the vlad of an evet, we must let their becheres graze until they get a mum. Yiru ad sheistavu. By an irani dachas, the animals of that city get killed, and an irani dachas can only be pronounced an irani dachas if the bezdin of 71 proclaims that. So it can't be done, of course, bizman hazeh. It can only be done bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. Tmura can be affected when the animal is in the house of a Yisrael, not while it's in the house of a kayin. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, when it gets to the kayin, neither can affect the tmura. A chacham cannot inspect a potential behemoth balmum without a kayin being together with him, so as not to have a biased opinion. Finally, when Yisrael has a bechor, how long does he have to take care of it before he gives it to a kayin? If it's a behema daka, a small behema, then he has 30 days. A behema gasa, he has 50 days. And if the kayin asks for it earlier, you don't give it to him, since if you give it to him, it looks like the kayin is finagling his way to getting this animal for himself. Really, because if he's watching it for the Yisrael, this is like goodwill. What this is referring to is in the Gemara in Becheres, Daf Chof Vav Amud Beis, that says that a Yisrael, it's also for him to give tmura to a kayin who is Messiah Beis Hagronis, who assists him with processing the grains. Rashi in Tmura, Daf Ches Amud Beis, explains that Tmura is supposed to be given to a kayin as a gift, and if Yisrael gives it to a kayin who assists him with the threshing of the grain, it looks as though he's giving him Tmura as wages for his work. The Gemara, by the way, in Becheres, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, says that Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Chanina, who are kayhanim, would normally, under normal conditions, return the money that they received for a pinyan haben. Every time they did a pinyan haben, they would give the money back. Taisus over there asks, why wasn't this usher? Because of the isra of kain hamisayeya beis hagranas. Since by returning the money, they basically, sort of indirectly, will induce other Yisraelim to redeem their sons just from them, because the Yisraelim will know they'll get their money back. Taisus answers that since there was no guarantee that they would continue to return everyone's money, they didn't have to, then that's not considered kain hamisayeya beis hagranas, which basically would be like sort of a biased type of opinion that wouldn't be included in that over there. Daf test, the next Mishnah. One can affect a tamura from one class of animal to a different class of animal. For example, from a sheep to a cattle or vice versa. It's also good you can do it from a zachar to an akeva and vice versa. Also from a balmum to a non-balmum and vice versa. But the hektish had to have been chal before the mum came in that case. Gemara. But in a regular case of toiv l'ra or ra l'toiv, then it's also to do the tamura. Finally, a person can only be makdish an animal which belongs to him, not an animal that belongs to anyone else. Ishki yakdish es beisai kaidish lashem. Ma beisai birshusai, afkol birshusai. He can only affect it on something which is in his rishus, not someone else's. The Mishnah. One can affect the tamura from two animals of hektish to one animal of chulin. He should say, hare zu tachas elu, or from one to two. Rabbi Shimon says, he can only do tamura one to one. Gemara. Reish Lakish says that Reb Shimon is Maida, though, that from one animal of Hektish, you can do Tumura to multiple animals. But Reb Yechanan says, you cannot do this. If someone transfers Kedusha's Asham into a second animal via Tumura, can he now use the second animal for a Tumura? The first can't, but what about the second? Mara says, Taiko. Finally, the one who is Maktish, if he redeems it, he must add Chaimish, one-fifth. This is learned, by the way, from the Pasuk that says that if someone is Makdish something and then he redeems it from Hektish, he has to pay Hektish a surcharge of a Chaimish, one-fifth, in addition to whatever the value of the object is. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, says that only the owner must pay Chaimish as a Knas, but if someone else redeems an item from Hektish, then he only has to pay the actual value, not the extra Chaimish. The Gemara also says and asks, what if there was a Hektish Sheni, then is there a Chaimish? The Gemara says, Teiko. Daf Yud. If Ruvain makes something that belongs to Shimon into Hektish, who pays the Chaimish? Ruvain the Makdish or Shimon the Mischaper, the one receiving the Kapara? Rava says Ruvain, the Makdish, but a Tamura must be done by Shimon, who's the Mischaper. If Ruvain takes Truma for Shimon, Reuven gets to decide which Kayan it goes to, not Shimon. The next Mishnah. One cannot affect a Tamura on limbs of Chulin from an Uber which is Hektish. One cannot affect a Tamura from a whole animal of Hektish onto the limbs of an Uber of Chulin, or vice versa. Rabbi Yossi says, from Shlomim to Uber, it's okay. Gemara. Barpada said that if someone is Makdish the Uber inside a mother, when the Uber is born, it doesn't have the full Kedusha. Rabbi Yochanan says, it does have Kedusha. If someone is Makdish an Uber as a Karban Ayla, you can shear the mother, but you cannot work the mother, since it'll weaken her, and it'll negatively affect the Uber. Finally, if someone is Makdish one limb of an animal, if it's a limb that's critical for life, for example, a liver, then the whole behema becomes kadosh. Daf Yud Aleph. Whether full kedushas haguf can be chal on an uber or not, that's a machlokes. If we have a behemoth of klayim, treifa, yetzei daifen, tumtum, or an androgynous, it cannot become kadosh from tamura or transfer to a different animal via tamura. If someone is makdish the foot of an animal, it's a machlokes if the entire animal gets kedusha or not. Remeirim Yehuda say no. Beis and Reb Shimon say yes. The Gemara distinguishes between a non-vital organ, like a foot, and an Eivor Shehaneshama Tluya Bo, an organ which is vital to the animal's life, like the heart or the liver. Reb Yehuda agree that if one is makdish an animal's heart, or something like that, one can't live without the heart, the Kedusha expands throughout the animal, and it's offered as an oila, Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Likewise, if one is makdish half an animal, all agree that the Kedusha expands to the entire animal, because half of an animal cannot exist by itself. Brought in the Gemara and Kedushin, Daf Zayin, Amud Aleph. Finally, the Gemara asks, if someone was makdish one aver, he can't work the animal, because he'll weaken it. But can he shear it? Is Giza Mutter? The Gemara says, this is a machlaikas. Daf Yud Beis. If the mother is chulin, but the vlad is kadosh, if someone shechted it outside of the Azara, is there an aver of shkutei chutz or not? The Gemara says, there is not. The next Mishnah. If truma gets mixed up in chulin, and there is less than 100 parts chulin to one part of truma, so bidur abanan, the entire mixture becomes usar to a zar. The Mishnah continues and says that mayim she'uvim can only passel a mikvah lefi cheshbon. Mechatas, used to be metayer someone, must have the ashes put into the mix after the water. And an animal which already has a tmura on it cannot affect a tmura on a different animal. Rabbi Yehuda, however, argues and says, in that case, it can. Gemara. The Mishnah is not like Rebbe Eliezer, who holds zeh v'zeh garem is aser, that a heter is mitzaref le'iser, for example. So let's say so'or of chulin falls into so'or of truma. Each alone cannot be mechametz, but both together can be. Rebbe Eliezer says zeh v'zeh garem is aser. The Chachamim say zeh v'zeh garem is mutter. By meisaita, if the dirt got put in first, then it's a machlokes if it's kosher or not. Daf Yud Gimel, the next Mishnah. Since by Tmura the Pasuk only mentions behemas, it cannot be done on Eifus or Menaches. And since the Pasuk says, Loi Yachlifenu, which is a Lashon Yachid, a Tzibor or Shutfen cannot affect a Tmura either. Since Kotche Berek Habayis are not called a carbon, they as well cannot affect a Tmura either. Gemara. According to Reb Shimon, Kotche Berek Habayis are called a carbon, but you still can't use them to affect a Tmura. Finally, Reb Shimon says that only that which is a chayiv can affect the tamura, not something which is optional. And the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Beis, writes that if one performs tamura with a communal carbon, or a carbon of shutfin, tzibor or shutfin, he's subject to malchus, even though the tamura does not take effect. This marks the end of this perek. Perek Beis, Yesh Bekarbonais, Daf Yodalad, the Mishnah. There are characteristics unique to a carbon yachid, and there are characteristics which are unique to a carbon tzibor. Number one, only a yachid can affect a tmura, not a tzibor. Number two, a yachid, you can either bring a male or a female animal. Mashenhe by tzibor, only zacharim. Number three, by a yachid, if time runs out, one can still bring it later. By a tzibor, one cannot. What is special about a carbon tzibor? It's doicha Shabbos and tuma, mashenhe by yachid it isn't. Except by a yachid, Chavite Kohen Gadol, or the Parav Yom Kippur, which can be Daicha Shabbos and Yontif, since they have a Zman Kavua. Gemara. By a carbon tzibor, if you miss bringing it on the appointed day, there is no Tashlumen. This is called Ein Chayiv Bachriyusan, and this is because the Pasuk says, Dvar Yom B'Yom. The rule is, by Kachim, the night after the designated day is considered part of that day, since you can eat it at night as well. Generally speaking, if a carbon can be brought by day, it cannot be brought at night, and vice versa. Rav Abba says the rule is, if a person writes down Torah Shebaal Peh, it's like he burns the Torah. And if someone learns from it, he doesn't get schar. Since the pasuk in Shema Yisrael Medalot says, Ki al pi hadvarim ha'ela. Dvarim shal peh, iya tereshai lo'emran bichsav. Something which is supposed to be learnt bal peh, by mouth, you're not supposed to write it down. And vice versa as well. If it is written, it should not be learnt bal peh. But if it's something that Klal Yisrael might eventually forget, that it's mutter to write it down. Because the pasuk says, until him, kuf yutes, eis lasayis lashem, heferu sarasecha. If you do something at the time, l'shem shamayim, then it's roi to go against the Torah, i.e. it's better to uproot a letter so that the Torah shouldn't be forgotten, chas v'shalom, in Klal Yisrael. The Ritva, in Gittin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, explains the rationale for what the Gemara says, Dvarim shebaal peh, iya Torah shai l'erman bichsav. He says that a person who studied from a book will commonly misunderstand the precise intention of the author, and therefore all books besides the Tanakh were banned to ensure the accurate transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh. This is brought in Kuntres al Hadaf. The Gemara, however, as we mentioned, says that based on the pasuk of Eis Lasayis Hashem Heferu Sarasecha, the future generations, it was mutter to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. In fact, Shas right now that we have is really Torah Shebaal Peh, and it was written down. The Rambam in Hilchos Tmura Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin writes that the first time permission was granted to write down the Torah Shebaal Peh was during the period of Yehuda HaNasi. It was apparent to the Rabbanim at that time, due to the increasing Roman oppression and the Golos which was coming, that the Torah was slowly being forgotten, or it was distorted, since the unbroken chain of tradition was in danger of being permanently severed by what was going on. They allowed that they should transcribe the Mishnayos Bichsav in order to preserve the Torah for future generations. And that's in fact what we have today. The side of the Gemara of it says, Dvarim shebichsav iya Torah shai l'omer al peh. The Ritva also explains the rationale for this halacha. He says that every letter of a Torah has within it certain meaning and certain purpose, and since some words are spelled out in their entirety, while others have missing letters, it's important to always read directly from the Sefer Torah, and not to try to do it bal peh. Tosfos here mentions that the Baal Kore, when reading from the Torah, has to be careful to always read from inside the words of the Torah, not to do it bal peh. However, when a person is davening, Tosfos says, he doesn't necessarily have to read all the tefillos written inside. The Mordechai in Gittin, Perakani Zokin, Simon, Tav Zayin, cites the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, who says that any pasuk that is commonly read by heart, maybe read by heart, even though it's normally written, a person who wants to say something bal peh, which is often said bal peh, is allowed to do that. The Gemara says the Evarim of the Tamid were brought at night, but when Alisa Shachar comes, they become pasul together with the Nesachim. Avshalom made a neder of Naziris, and he went to Hebron to get the sheep for the carbon. The Gemara says there was a 40-year period when Klal Yisrael asked for a melech. Shmuel Hanavi was the leader for 10 years. Then 1 year it was Shmuel and Shaul together. They were the leaders together. 2 years of Shaul alone. And then 36 years of David HaMelech. Daf Tesvav, the Mishnah. If someone was mafresh an animal for a carbon chatas and it got lost, so he took a different animal, and later they found the first one. So the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim says that the first one must be locked up until it dies. But for the chatas of a tzibur, we don't let it die. Rabbi Yehuda says, we do let it die. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are 5 chatois that go l'misa, most of which are karbanos yachid, the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, we only let the carbon seabird die if it was also lost at the time of the kapara, hakrava, of number 2. But if it was only lost at the time of the hafrasha of number 2, but found before the hakrava, then we don't let it die, but others disagree. Many of the older Kohanim and Levium and their families who had seen the first Beis HaMikdash cried when they saw the second Beis HaMikdash. Those who had never seen the first Beis HaMikdash were very happy to be zeichet to see the second bias. When Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda died, and when Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim died, there were no more eshkolos. These were special people who had all the milas like grape clusters. Torah, chesed, yirascheit, and so on. There was a chassid who was dying, and he had a lot of pain. The doctor said that his only cure is to drink fresh milk directly from a goat every morning. So they brought in a goat, and when the Chachamim saw the goat, they said, there was a ganav in this house. What they meant was that the halacha was that it was usur to raise behema dakas, like sheep, in Eretz Yisrael, since they graze on other people's fields, and therefore they steal. In fact, after the chassid died, they realized that this goat was the only avera that this chassid was over on in his entire life. Kuntus Aladaf brings the Marsha, Baba Kama, Daf Pei Amud Aleph, who says that apparently this chassid was not suffering from a fatal illness, for if his life was in danger, it would not be an avera for him to maintain a goat, since the rule is that pikuach nefesh takes precedence over all other isurim, except, of course, the three cardinal sins of avodah zarah, shfichas damim, and gilui arayos. The Meiri, however, says that the chassid was suffering from a fatal illness, even though the general rule is that pikuach nefesh takes precedence over isurim. There was a difference between isurim that are ben adam la'makam and isurim which involves ben adam l'chavero, damaging somebody else's property. The Meiri says that even if one's life is in danger, it's proper for a person to refrain from transgressing something that relates to damaging other people's properties. Therefore, it was considered an avera for this chassid, who always conducted himself very strictly anyway, and it was also really for him to maintain a goat in his house, even though basically someone suffering from something where pikuach nefesh is involved, it would be permitted for him to drink from that anyway. The Shulchan Aruch and Chayshin Mishpat Simen Tuf Tes rules that this halacha no longer applies today, the halacha of Behemah Dakas in Eretz Yisrael, since it's uncommon for people in Eretz Yisrael to own fields. Therefore, there's no real Geneva. Therefore, it's mutter to have Behemah Dakas in Eretz Yisrael today. Daf Tes Zayin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says when Moshe Rabbeinu died, 3,000 halachas were forgotten in Klal Yisrael. So Bnei Yisrael asked Yehoshua to ask Shamayim. It's brought in Devarim Lamed, Loi b'Shamayim hi, Torah is not in Shamayim. And when they asked Shmuel HaNavi to ask for the forgotten halachas in Shamayim, he said, Ein HaNavi Rishai L'chadish Dabar. A Navi cannot introduce any new halachas. The Gemara says when Moshe Rabbeinu left to Gan Eden, he told Yehoshua to ask him about any sfeikas that he had, but the answers were never given over. The Gemara says, just like a donkey who doesn't have food cries out, so too if a woman doesn't have grain in her house, she screams out. But for an Eishes Chayil, food will come. As Rashi and Mishlei, Lamed Alev says, Haisa kaniya seicher, mi merchek tavi lachma. This, of course, is what we say every Friday night in Eishes Chayil. When a person learns Torah, he is rewarded with success. And when a Talmud goes to his Rebbe, and the Rebbe teaches him, both of their eyes light up. The Talmud's lights up via the Rebbe, and the Rebbe's via HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the Rebbe refuses to teach him, Hashem will take away his intelligence. When a poor person comes to an usher, if the usher doesn't give him money, he may lose his money, since Hashem can flip roles at any time that he wants to. There are five cases when we say that a Vlad is Hoylech Lemisa. Number one, a Vlad Chatas, the child of a Karban Chatas. Number two, Tmuras Chatas, the Tmura for a Chatas. Number three, Chatas Shemesa Baalah, if the Baal died before the Hakrava. Number four, Chatas Shekipru Baalah, a Chatas where the owner used a different animal. And finally, number five, Chatas Sheibra Shnasa, a Chatas where the year age limit ran out. Finally, the Gemara says three out of five cases are impossible by a Karban Tzibur, but there was a Kabbalah with a Suffolk, so we have to be Machmir by all of them. The Mishnah. There are Chumras by animals that received Kedusha via Hakdasha versus Kedusha via Tmura. Number one, by Kedusha, it can affect a Tmura, but a Tmura cannot affect a second Tmura. Number two, a Tzibur and Shutfin cannot affect a Tmura. Number three, you can be Makdish an Uber or one limb, but you can't put Tmura on an Uber or a limb. Number four, Tmura has a Chumra. If Kedusha is put on it via Tmura, it can affect the Balas Mum. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, Shaygeg is like Mezid by Tmura, but not by Kodshim. Rabbi Loza says, Klayim, Trefa, Yaitzei, Daifin, Tumtum, and Adragonis cannot receive Kedushas HaGuf and cannot affect a Tmura.